The UFC's Ultimate Fight Night 12 airs this Wednesday night on Spike TV, and one of the anticipated bouts involves Tough 5 alum Gray Maynard taking on Germany's Dennis Siver. Maynard is looking to secure his second UFC bout in a row, and what better way to get the good karma flowing than to stop by Jarry Park and talk about his upcoming fight. Thanks for stopping by, Gray.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, so you got the big fight coming up this Wednesday. What do you know about Dennis? Because, you know, fighting over in Germany, you don't get to see a lot from him. He did fight in the UFC already twice, but, I'm sure you hadn't been able to see a lot of his old fights.
I actually got to see, like, two of his old ones, and then I saw the two that he was in the UFC, of course. I kind of have a little bit of judo, a little bit of jiu-jitsu, so he's all right.
You don't seem that concerned.
Man, I train pretty hard, and I train with a lot of, like, good, it's just kind of like, well, you know, he ain't gonna, I mean, pretty much, let's see, I go with Pyle, I go with Huron. I mean, there's a lot of good guys, and it's just like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Obviously, everyone knows that you do your training at Extreme Couture.
Yeah.
Who have you been working with leading up to this bout?
Tyson Griffin. I was up with Joe Evenson for a little bit. Josh Berkman, he was up there.
What was that? You forgot his name?
Huh?
You forgot his name for a second?
Yeah. Okay. Josh Berkman, he was up there for a little bit. I've been training with Huron until he just won the IFL belt. And so it's been a good camp, though. It's been a real good camp.
When you're training for a fight that you have coming up, you mentioned all those guys' names who also have fights coming up. Berkman will be fighting on the same card. Stevenson, UFC 80. Do you try to surround yourself with guys who also have fights coming up so that you can all get into the same kind of mindset?
Yeah, it's pretty nice, because then it's just kind of like, you know, he's going too, and pretty much everyone is, like, really going, you know, and so, you know, because if not, a lot of people are kind of like, don't really train too hard, and you know, it's kind of hard. But, yeah, that's always a plan, for sure.
Dennis is known for his ground game. Has that been something, I mean, obviously you're known as one of the best wrestlers in the sport. Nevertheless, is that still something that you've had to focus on more in training to sort of neutralize his game?
I actually didn't even, I kind of thought he was more of like a judo, he kind of throws a lot of kicks and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's kind of, I was like, all right, well, if that's the case, I'm going to have to take him down. whatever.
So right now, as things stand, according to UFC.com, your fight is on the untelevised portion of the card.
Yeah.
Does that piss you off a bit?
It doesn't piss me off. It just kind of is what it is. I mean, I guess you got to get out there and prove, you know, hey, put me on the main card. So just got to keep going.
Yeah, your last fight at the UFC Fight Night in September wasn't also on the main card, but very easy to squeeze that one in. A quick knockout of Joe Veers. I mean, had you ever in your career thought that a guy such as yourself, known for his wrestling, would get something like that? I mean, unbelievable stuff.
Well, that's what I was kind of trying to do, of course, you know, probably in the past 2 years. You know, I've boxed, like, that's all I've been doing. So, you know, it was kind of like, you know, it kind of got to the point where it's like, man, I want to knock somebody out now.
Not only did you knock him out, I mean, 9 seconds up there in some of the fastest knockouts in UFC and MMA history. I'm guessing you got knockout of the night that night.
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't. Yeah, there were some good ones, man. There was actually Chris Lieben versus Terry.
Right.
I forgot his last name.
Terry Martin.
Yeah. And that was a great one. And then who was going? It was Pete Sal against
wasn't Scott Smith, it was
No.
Oh, Pete's, yeah, you're making me blank here. Pete Sell. There was a good one that went all the way to the third round. And
yeah.
Then at the last second, Pete Sell lost. Who was it? Nate Quarry.
Yeah.
Live
so
radio right
it was kind of tough to, I mean, you know, those were good scraps. So
yeah. All right.
I was like, dang it.
All right, so let's talk about your first fight in the UFC, because obviously after the bout against Rob Emerson, your first official fight. I mean, you were obviously on the reality show, but that doesn't count in your official record. That one was definitely controversial, and we heard afterwards that there was looking to be a rematch signed for it. We haven't heard anything else yet. Is that still in the works?
I really haven't heard anything. I know. See, I know Rob's going to be going. He's going up against a guy in February, a guy from Japan, who's
right.
pretty good, I guess. And then I got one coming up January 23rd, of course. After that, I mean, you know, it's kind of up to them. You know, if it was kind of up to me, I'd rather go for, like, you know, a person who kind of has a name, of course. You know, so
are you kind of past that, the feud with Rob?
There was never like a feud.
No, but I mean, there was sort of some unsettled business between you two guys.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. You know, it's just, I'm just kind of here to try to get against the guys who kind of have, like, you know, I mean, there's some tough cats out there, so... And, you know, it's like, well, put me in. I'm ready to go against whoever. So
obviously it's been a few months. Obviously it's been a few months since the fight with Rob, and I'm sure you've had a chance to watch it since then, right?
Yeah.
And then looking back, what do you feel about the decision? I mean, obviously you're going to be biased, and you had your views after the fight, but now, you know, several months later, do you think that the right call was made?
I can see it kind of going either way. I mean, you know, it was kind of like a spot to where they didn't really know what was going on, you know. So, I mean, you just got to get on. You know, you just got to, like, oh, well, it happened. Let's just keep going.
How long did it take for you to get over that fight? Because obviously you were really, really pissed off afterwards.
Yeah, if I don't win, it takes me a while to kind of, I mean, I hate to lose, but it wasn't really a loss, I guess, you know.
Yeah, no contest.
But still, I was just kind of like, man, that was my fight. So, oh well, you know, I just gotta keep going.
So let's
pretty much, it put me back in the training, like. The day after, I was pissed. You know, I was like, man, I gotta go out there and I gotta kill people now.
But let's set the record straight. Did you get knocked out by the takedown?
Man, I know I was like really woozy. I was blurry. I don't know if I was completely out, but you know, I mean, it was kind of hard to like. I was dazed for sure.
All right, so you mentioned that, you know, the sort of Rob Emerson fight is kind of behind you. By the way, before I get to the other stuff going down in your career, I wanted to ask you, did you know that Rob Emerson was part of that gang in California?
Yeah, I did. I think he actually, we talked about it, because before we went up against each other, we hung out like a couple times and stuff. So, you know, he's a cool cat. But, yeah, that's some crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, the internet is just finding out about it now, and everyone's showing old videos of, you know, him and his gang getting in trouble and doing some crazy stuff. I mean, beating up people, and not exactly the typical gang member. And you look at him, he doesn't look like a, you know, like a guy who would be jumping people.
I know, huh?
In the reality show, did you guys, like, how did you find out that this guy had a past such as that one?
There's just a lot of time to talk. And so, you know, of course it was like, you know, it just kind of eased. You know, it was just kind of like, we kind of knew about, like, I mean, there's so much time. It's like, it's pretty much it. You just kind of talk and talk and talk. So
looking
it
back,
all came out.
Looking back now, though, you talk about, like, sitting around in the house, and I'm sure there's nothing to do once you get to week 5 and 6. Nevertheless, are you happy that you signed up for the Ultimate Fighter 5?
Yeah. Yeah, it was neat. I mean, it was cool. Of course, man, probably at the time I hated it just because it was the most boring, like, craziest, you know. But, yeah, I was, you know, it's all good now.
I got to ask you this because, you know, you're close to the man and very much in the news. Randy Couture, obviously, and everything going down with this lawsuit. Did you ever imagine, I mean, did you see this coming? You know, the guys who work out with him obviously probably have insight into his mind more so than anyone. How shocked are you just, you know, less than a year later after that fight against Tim Sylvia that all this is actually going down?
You know, it's not really a big deal. Because he doesn't really talk too much, you know. He's just kind of like, yeah, and you know, even if we do, you know, kind of like, you know, he doesn't really, I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird, of course, but I mean, you know, I don't know. It's all good, though, I guess.
There's never a concern, and I'm probably sure that there isn't, that, you know, the fact that you're training with him in his camp, being sued by the UFC, you fight in the UFC, does that ever come into your mind that you don't want to get on their bad side, or do they kind of separate the fact?
Dana White's pretty good at just keeping it kind of like, you know, he doesn't really care, I guess, you know, so I'm not really too worried. You know, so whatever.
And how many fights do you have left on? How many fights do you have left on that contract? Are you able to talk about that?
I know it's like a 3-year contract, and I don't know if it got going in like January or June. So it's either 3 years, or I think I have to fight 9 times.
Okay, and let's say you get past Dennis. On the 23rd, you mentioned you want to kind of step up. Someone in the lightweight division that you'd love to get in the cage with?
I wouldn't mind going up against Edgar.
Okay.
I think that'd be a pretty good fight. Huerta, yeah. I mean, of course, you know, there's a lot of guys. I mean, it's just, it's stacked, you know, and so it's like, whoever. I'm pumped. Ready to get in.
All right, Gray. Best of luck on the 23rd. Best of luck in your career. And thanks so much for stopping by, really. It's been great watching you kind of grow since the show and beyond.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.